I didn't want to be stuck. And over time, though, it planted a seed for me. It made me realize that healing isn't about fixing. There's nothing wrong with me. And that's essentially my coaching philosophy to all my clients. There's nothing wrong with you. Let's honor you. Let's empower you. Let's uncover those strengths.
Hey, I'm Courtney Brooke, and this is Hustle for Happiness podcast. We are all on this journey to find happiness, and let's face it, it takes work. And honestly, it's not always rainbows and butterflies. This podcast is dedicated to helping you navigate life and cut through the noise. As a certified life coach, recovering perfectionist, and survivor of the foster care system, I'm all about keeping things real. With my unique outlook on life that is truly infectious, we cover everything from achieving happiness and optimal self-care to stories of those sharing their wisdom and expertise. Thank you for showing up for yourself. Now, let's get started.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Hustle for Happiness podcast. This is a solo cast podcast. I did a poll on the Instagram. If you guys didn't see it, please go and follow it because we do a lot of just polling. I want to know what you guys want to listen to. Sometimes I just have a hard time coming up with decisions like this episode on how I became a mindset coach. You guys picked it and I was having a rough day. Our dog, Olivia, is in Switzerland with James at the vet. We were just told the news that she actually might not be able to run again. And this is actually the first time I'm saying this without crying. And gosh, I'm just thinking about how she used to run on the grass and jump on everything. And her energy was just so different. Unfortunately, Olivia has a genetic spine issue that we were told that they can't operate on. But there are other options. And there's a lot of things we can do to make her quality of life better. And so I'm thankful for that. That being said, I want to encourage you again to just go over to the Instagram, follow us. And if you haven't subscribed to the Hustle for Happiness podcast, please subscribe. That means so much to me. I put so much work into this and I want to just keep growing and building. And that involves you helping me too. So please, please do that. That being said, by request, you guys are wanting the high, low, and Buffalo back. And so every solo cast, I will start doing that again. I did that when I first started the episode or first started this podcast at the beginning. And I loved it. It allowed me to think. It allowed you guys to get to know me. And just a reminder, high, low, and Buffalo is what's the high of your day? What's something going well? Or maybe of your week? Like when I do these, I do my high, low, and Buffalo for the week. James and I actually started this when we were first together, and we just continue to do it and check in with each other. So the high is obviously something good. The low is obviously something not so good or not warm feeling. I don't like labeling things good or bad, but just things that didn't feel so pleasant, right? And then Buffalo, something just interesting that happened to you, something surprising, something you learned, just something unexpectedly that came into your life. So I'll go. My high is being here with Theo. Theo's our new French bulldog. He's a fluffy Frenchie. So if you guys are watching on YouTube, look at this little man. He's actually with us today on the podcast. So if you do hear some noises, that's Theo. He's been my high, especially through my low, which is Olivia. Olivia is my low, finding out the news that she might not be able to run again. She loved running on the grass. She loved to play. And you never want that for your dog. I've been crying for like 3 days and decision-making and being restless and just processing my emotions and allowing myself to process. She is just so special. If you guys do follow me on my personal page at Hey Courtney Brooke, I share my dogs. I love my dogs. I cook their food from scratch, like fresh food, lamb, salmon, cod. We don't do chicken because chicken is actually not good for dogs, FYI for my fur moms out there. And we do bison. We do a lot of meats. They say to switch up the protein. And I just love cooking for them. I feel like such a good mom. And then my Buffalo. I was leading a women's forum retreat and a gem that came to me and from one of the gals was just, you know, when we're constantly, at least for me and James in our relationship, James is working a lot, I'm working a lot, but I oftentimes get upset when James not works too much, but gives work too much energy and lets it ruin his day. And so for me, that was beating me up. But then I got this beautiful gem of when she said, you know, think about how hard our guys are working or how hard our partners are working. And just think they're doing that for you. They're doing that for the family. And if that's their contribution, then almost like let it be. And it just reminded me of like, wow, that's amazing. Like all that hard work is not for anyone but me and our family and our dogs and providing. And I'm like, you know what? I don't need to necessarily get upset about it, right? I don't need to let it ruin my day. And I didn't necessarily let it ruin my day, but I think the hardest part for me was just seeing how emotional James got when work overcame him. And for me, it would ruin our dates. He would leave our dates early. He would just get so upset. He's gotten better now, don't get me wrong. But I just wanted to share that piece. Like the effort is going to our family and that's what he's supposed to be doing. He's our provider and that's the role in our relationship. James is the provider for our family. And so that really just allowed me to be like, you know what? It's all good. He's doing it for a good intention. It's not like he's, I don't want to label anything, but it's not like he's doing anything bad. And so I just constantly remind him to just keep having fun. So I definitely twine that in. So that's my high, low in Buffalo, but I definitely want to get back into the episode. This is a fun, short, little piece of, you know, how I became a mindset coach. But before we dive into how I became a mindset coach, I just want to share what exactly is a mindset coach? I get this question all the time, honestly, and I actually love explaining it. It's fun to teach people about other things other than therapy. It's another modality in terms of therapy. You know, you have your therapists, you have your counselors, you have mindset coaches or life coaches, you have psychiatrists, you have personal trainers, right? This is all contributing to the quality of our life. And so for me, think of a mindset coach as a personal trainer for your brain. I don't tell you what to do and I don't give you all the answers. I don't. My job is to help you reframe your thoughts, uncover patterns that aren't serving you and guide you towards just really empowering choices. And an example I love to use all the time of explaining the difference of or what is a life coach is think of yourself as driving in a car. I'm in the passenger seat. Remember when we went to like when we were learning to drive, we had like the driver in the right seat and we were driving. So that's me. You're driving the car of life. You're taking a left. You're taking a right. You might not even go past the stop sign. And so me, I'm not going to tell you to go left, right, or stop or straight. You're going to pick that choice and then we're going to actually break it down. And maybe if you stopped at that stop sign, we're actually going to talk about, you know, what made you stop? That could be a choice in your life. That could be a fear coming up. That could be a limiting belief or a thought. You know, we're going to study that and then I'm going to guide you. And you're going to eventually say, okay, I'm ready to go through that stop sign. Or, you know, I used to go left all the time, which could represent patterns and what your family did and how you thought things should be. But you're like, I'm going to go right. I'm actually going to go right and try something new. And I'll still be in that driver's seat. So when you say you go right for the first time, then we're going to talk about that. What comes up for you? Maybe you go back and turn around and instead of going right, you go left. Point is, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm here to guide you and support you and empower you that no matter what decision is made, you're not bad. It doesn't have to be perfect. It can be messy. And we'll talk about that a little later about some of the myths of life coach and the most common one I get as a life coach. I think this all started with me back when I was a child. For those of you tuning in, I was a foster care kid. I was orphaned. I was eventually adopted at 9 years old with my three sisters. And it was an amazing experience. And I don't say amazing like positive or toxic positive. It's shaped who I am. I'm adopted. A lot of the way I think and why I became a mindset coach is because of that. Let's be honest. If I didn't get adopted or go through those tough times, I wouldn't be able to coach on this. I wouldn't be able to coach on resilience and empowerment and choices, because I had a lot of choices I could have made that would have left me into sex, poverty, juvenile, jail, like delinquent. That was my path. And so for me, I was fascinated with the brain and human behavior for as long as I can remember. I remember being in foster care and being like, pick me. And I would be in so many families, pick me. Or I would study the families that I was in and be like, oh, this doesn't seem right. Or I have to understand my environment because this wasn't safe. There's terrible stories of, you know, us being found in couches. My sister was burned. So many stories. My sister used to get burned with cigarettes. Like, you learn your environment. And I'm not trying to, don't be sympathetic towards me. I'm just saying at a young age, I had to be hypervigilant because nothing was safe. And that is a double-edged sword to this day, because I'm still very aware of human cues and behaviors, but it's my superpower. And that's my gift to my clients, is I pick up on that. But one memory specific when I was a young girl was, and still to this day, but influenced a lot of why I don't choose therapy and why I don't feel comfortable with therapy, is when I was a young girl, all through 0 to 9, even 13, 11, 12, I was put in therapy. And not therapy to make me better, but I was told there's something wrong with me and let's try to fix her. And I just remember sitting, talking to a stranger, never feeling comfortable, always bringing up stuff from the past. And I didn't want to keep reliving it. And as I got older, you know, I tried to go to therapy. I didn't really know what a life coach was. And I didn't really know that there was coaching out there. And so for me, I always thought therapy was my only option. And I was like, I just don't like therapy. I don't feel safe. It's the same story of going back into the past and back. And sometimes I just don't want to keep reliving it. And when you don't even remember, then that's also frustrating. I don't remember a lot of my childhood. And the constant question is, where do you think that came from in your childhood? And I have to say, trauma doesn't just happen in childhood. Trauma can happen in adulthood and childhood and any part of our life. But when they keep asking that question, I was like, yeah, I'm tired of rehashing it, or tired of re-remembering what I don't remember. And I know I felt a certain way in the moment, but I just, or when I was triggered in the moment, or why I was angry. And so that's a huge part of my coaching philosophy, is actually, we don't have to remember the past. I know a huge part of our past is based on our childhood, but I want to remind you that you might be upset in the moment and we don't have to remember, but we can talk about what you're feeling in that moment to move you forward. You don't have to be stuck alone. And that's the beauty of it, is we don't have to relive your childhood. I'm not here to therapize you. I'm here to move you forward. And I personally felt when I was in therapy that I never got moved forward with my therapist. It was always talking about the past and always validating my feelings. Or I would open up all these wounds and they would tell me, oh, this is because of your childhood. Or this is because of, oh, you got left alone for a week and that's why you overeat as a young kid, because you didn't have food for a week and my relationship with food is effed. And so they would tell me all this and I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do now? And that's my whole philosophy, is what are you supposed to do now? You know, you're angry. You know, you might be triggered or restless or frustrated. Let's move you forward. Let's help you. And that's what was really frustrating with me with therapy, was the fact that I just kept feeling emotionally like a pile and I wasn't empowered to keep going. And so for me, I didn't want to be stuck. And over time though, it planted a seed for me. It made me realize that healing isn't about fixing. There's nothing wrong with me. And that's essentially my coaching philosophy to all my clients. There's nothing wrong with you. Let's honor you. Let's empower you. Let's uncover those strengths. For me, my hypervigilance, I was always told, oh, you're over this. You're constantly looking or analyzing. I'm like, okay. And now it's my strength. And that's what I'm here to remind you of. If you've been told, oh, you're too much of this or too much energy. I was constantly told, by the way, you guys, I was constantly told that I had too much energy. And now that energy allows me to work. It allows me to not just work, but with energy. And I go through life feeling powered. I'm using my energy as a resource, whether it's cleaning or painting or working out or doing 15 things that I probably couldn't have done without the energy. But my energy, I use it now, and it's not embarrassing. It's not bad. But that's the core of mindset coaching. You know, when I talk about mindset coaching, people think it's perfect. I'm always happy. I never get upset. I never get angry. Or they think that this mindset coaching is all about journaling and Enya playing in the background and candles and everything is so perfect and sipping maybe on your matcha latte or you have your perfect Earl Grey tea or your protein shake. It's not that at all, actually. Let's be real. Actually, growth isn't cute. It's messy. It feels funny. We feel weird. It's uncomfortable. And frankly, it's to the human eye, it's ugly. It is ugly. It's not beautiful. And it reminds me of those girls or even guys or anyone crying on social media. There's some truth to those tears. I actually love it because it is messy. And I see some of these influencers in the wild making fun of people crying. And it is pretty funny to film yourself crying if you actually think about it, because it's like, wait, I want to film myself emotionally upset. But I think the beauty, if we can just not judge those people for a second and actually learn, like, wait, there is pain in the world. There are people upset. And I love that. And it is messy. It's not beautiful. And this goes into my story of obviously how I became a mindset coach. But I remember, speaking of like therapy and being thrown into things, my ex, let's call him Brad, because of course his name is Brad. It's not Brad, by the way, but let's call him Brad. Brad was my ex-boyfriend. He was actually my last ex before I met James. And we dated about 2 years. And he was toxic, you guys. He would drink, he would party, he owned his own business, he would be late on payroll. And when he was late on those payroll days, he would be out doing lines of cocaine and stressing out. And I was like, what is going on? Like, if I had my own company, I would not be doing that. And his mental health, and we would bicker and fight, and it just didn't work. And so he said one day, in order to make this work, you need to go to get help. There's something seriously wrong with you. And in my head, I'm like, I've heard this 1,000 times. This is why I don't go to therapy. But it reminded me of when I was a kid and he said that. And I said, fine, let's go. Little did I know it was the greatest gift of my life and the hugest influence of my career today. He took me to Abby. Abby is my mentor, my life coach for the last 8 years. She's a huge part of it. But we went together. And he ended up leaving the session early because he said we were ganging up on him. Yeah, he said we were ganging up on him. And I paused for a second because I'm like, come on, really? This is textbook projecting, like insecure, not wanting to hear the truth, which is fine, but it's okay. And little did I know, I ended up breaking up with him. She coached me not to break up with him, but to start seeing the truth and to why I was getting upset and really working me through seeing things that when I was in that relationship, I couldn't see. She coached me to see beyond or to see the reality of who, let's say, Brad. She allowed me to see, rather than trying to change Brad, which I was trying to do, I wanted him to be healthy. I wanted him to turn his business around. But I was exhausting myself. And she allowed me to see beyond. She allowed me to just say, wait, like, if you're so tired of the reality, then maybe he's not the one, right? And that was over, gosh, 8 months of this. It's not like we had one session after I started seeing her separately from Brad. It was over a year. So I just want to frame that as well. Well, my favorite thing about Abby is her perspective. And I highly encourage you, anyone listening, to be with people who change your perspective and not just give you what you want to hear.
Hey, listeners, before we dive back in today's discussion, I want to take a moment to share something special with you. Have you ever felt like there's more to life, but you're not quite sure how to unlock it? That's where personal coaching comes in. It's not just about solving problems. It's about uncovering your true potential and living your best life. Imagine waking up each morning feeling excited about the day ahead, confident in your abilities, and ready to tackle any challenge that comes your way. That's the power of a healthy mindset. And the only difference between you and that reality is taking the first step. That's why I'm thrilled to offer you a complimentary personal coaching session. It's a chance for us to connect, explore, and uncover the limitless possibilities that await you. Whether you're looking to overcome obstacles, find clarity in your goals, or simply cultivate more joy and fulfillment in your life, I'm here to support you every step of the way. So, if you're ready to experience the transformation of personal coaching and what that can bring, simply head over to the show notes and click the link below, where you'll find instructions on how to claim your session. Now, let's get back to our episode.
A huge part of why I became a life coach and why I still work with Abby is I could tell myself the same stories over and over. But if I have that different perspective to get my head out and start seeing and looking beyond my BS, I can actually make some changes here. And I can actually start believing in myself and not just believing in the lies. I'm going to say that again. I can make changes when I start believing in myself and not believing in the lies. Take the energy that we're using on those lies and into our belief system and into ourselves. And so she allowed me to do that. She allowed me to believe in myself. For the first time, I could start seeing that, you know, growing up in foster care and then even being adopted into a new family and then leaving right when I was 18 and supporting myself, I had to believe in myself and no one else did. I had to be my own cheerleader. If I would have known again that there was a coach or someone like Abby out there, I would have started that sooner because I felt so alone. And I want to remind you that you're not alone. You're not alone at all. Coach, therapy, whatever works for you, seek it because we get stuck. We get in our thoughts. We go through divorce. We lose a job. We're stuck in a career. We feel stagnant. All of those things, if you think about it, are heavy, dense, constricting. Anytime you feel constricted from yourself, that's a symptom or a sign. Hey, let's get you a coach. Message me. Hire a therapist. Talk to a friend, but again, challenge your perspective of thinking. And that's what Abby did for me. And I was like, wait, there's people out there that can challenge your perspective of thinking without giving advice, without trying to change you, but honoring you. Again, how do we honor ourselves when we don't try to change ourselves, but honoring our strengths, learning our things about ourselves, what's holding us back? Again, Abby was helping me drive my car. And I was like, wait, there's people out there? This is amazing. And so for me, Abby was my gift, my souvenir from my last ex-boyfriend, Brad. So thank you, Brad. I'm sure we all have exes that have given us little gifts throughout our lives. I don't want to date someone like that, or, oh, I really like that quality. And that was one of those things that I was like, wait, there was something good that came from that relationship. And to this day, I still see Abby. She's in California, Del Mar. And whenever I go back to San Diego, which is where I'm from San Diego, I was raised in San Diego. Yeah, I started seeing Abby when I was like 25 years old and I'm 33. I think I was, 33 years old. I was 26. A while ago. But point is, find that person, get different perspectives. But long story short, Brad is no longer in the picture. Obviously, I'm married to an amazing man. And Abby actually helped me see that too. And oh my gosh, don't get me wrong. Abby still helps us in my own relationship. James goes to Abby. We have a lot of people that go to Abby. Obviously, I can't coach my own husband. So we have to push the business to someone else. But Abby's lessons, those things stuck with me. And instead of being bitter about the relationship, I just thank you to Brad, right? So where's your Brad and say thank you, because let's leave Brad in the past. Every Brad out there, we can name all of our exes Brad, okay? But another big influential part of how I became a mindset coach was now in COVID. I had been seeing Abby for 6 years at this time. She had been mentoring me. And at the time, I was actually working in branding. I had my own business, strategic design and content for plastic surgeons in the San Diego region. Right when COVID hit, I was like, you know what? I'm tired of looking at before and afters. I've been doing marketing for now 6 years, but it's another blessing because now I use all the things I've learned from running that business in my own coaching business, in this podcast. it's amazing that I didn't lose those skills just because I closed that business. But what was really important for me was COVID during 2020, the turn of the world, we're all isolated. I personally was like, I'm not fulfilled right now. I'm tired of looking at before and afters, telling surgeons what to do, questioning my work. I mean, think about it. Plastic surgery is still a male-dominant market. Attorneys, lawyers, and tax people, accountants, doctors, a lot of that is male-dominant. And I was coming in at 23, 24 years old, coaching them, teaching them how to bring a dimensional doctor to social media. You know, instead of just showing up and doing surgery and showing your procedures, I would say they want to know more about you. And I would coach them on their personality. Little did I know that coaching would still transcribe into where I am today. So I guess I started coaching at 24 years old with doctors, but I wanted to be more specific. So I got certified 3,900 hours. It took me 2 years to get certified. And I loved every part of it. Not only did the coaching experience teach me about myself, but I learned so much about my relationships, allowed me to be a better wife, partner, friend, daughter, mom, for mom. But it was a really big question for me is how do I want to be more fulfilled? And Abby created this environment of me believing in myself. And that's what I wanted to do with others. Growing up, I didn't have a huge cheer team, you know, and it was very temporary. You know, my adoptive mom is my biggest fan. I love her so much. She believes in me. But when you're in a foster care system and you've moved homes your whole life and only been in one home consistently for 9 years, you kind of have to be your own cheerleader. And I get to be my own cheerleader. But then I was like, I want to do that for other people because there's so many people out there that need help, feel stuck, isolated in their thoughts, the war in their head, right? And so that's when COVID, I was like, I want to do that. I want to be an Abby when I grow up. And so I wanted to do something special with changing the world. And I did just that. I was making great money. Don't get me wrong. I was pulling in amazing money. I was working long days. I love aesthetics. If you guys still follow me, I'm still very into skincare and hair. And I love all the girly stuff and aesthetics. I know so much about laser treatments and that'll never go away. But I wanted to not just check a box. I wanted to show up for the world. And seeing post-COVID how the mental health totally shifted, I was like, this is it. This is my calling. And I'm already a huge cheerleader. Like, using the things that I apply in my life and accentuating that is huge. And so that's when I decided to pursue life coaching. I think the biggest thing when I look back at like the history of how I got to this point in coaching and believing in myself and helping people believe in others, Abby didn't give me the answers or tell me what to do, but instead she asked me the hard questions. She held space for me and guided me to find answers within myself. And that's exactly what I want to do with my clients. Coaching isn't about standing in front of the room, waving a wand and saying, go do this, or here's what I would do. It's about helping you uncover the you and the potential that's inside of you. There's nothing wrong with any of us, but sometimes we just get in the way of ourselves, and that's totally fine. Think of it like a calloused foot. You know, it builds up over time, that rough skin. It's not pretty. It's messy. It's cracked. Life is happening on that heel. And then the life coach, the mindset coach comes in and just helps you clean it off. Clean off the life, bring back the shine to who you are, the softness. That's essentially what a coach, or me specifically, a mindset coach does, is I give you the strength, the tools, empower you. And I think one of my favorite things about this, now that I'm reflecting with you guys, is I really love helping people discover themselves. I discovered myself when I did the work, and I still do the work. It's messy. And I just want to remind you, just because I'm a life coach doesn't mean I have my moments. I have my moments all the time. Finding out Olivia's situation, not being able to run, I cried. I cried a lot. And I get to cry. I get to feel. And that's what I'm here to remind you of. You can feel. You can let it be messy. Just like a doctor still gets sick. He's a doctor. He helps people heal and not get sick. He can still get sick and I can still be messy, right? We have our moments. We're human. And I'm here to remind you to bring that back into your life. And if you're not being coached, just remember when you are getting messy, it's okay. You're safe. A lot of people have that same thing going on or something similar, and you're not alone. And don't think you're less of somebody else. So my challenge for you today is to own your mess. Own that mess and don't feel like you have to have it all figured out, because spoiler, nobody does. So I'd love to hear your story. Tag me on social media. Let me know how you feel about this episode. And let's normalize the fact that messy is part of the growth. There's this cool show called Ted Lasso on Apple, and he says it's progress is messy. Progress. So I'm going to end it with that. Your homework this week is to embrace your own mess. And don't judge yourself, but just own it. Feel it. Until next time, love you, fam.
I hope today's episode left you better than when I found you. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and tune in every Monday to kickstart your week and set your weekly intentions with me. You can find me and HFH on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, or online at heycourtneybrook.com. I firmly believe in the power of sharing. If you know someone else who would benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. And remember, when you work on you, I get to be there.